It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Linda Regan.
Good morning. My guest today is Miley Otterson, co-founder and executive director of Springfield Community Gardens. Miley, it seems like community gardens have become a growing project in cities and towns. Give our listeners a brief history of Springfield's garden and explain, is there one garden or multiple gardens?
Well, sure. Thank you for having me this morning. So we started with one garden in 2010. I was an urban planning student here at MSU in regional and community development. And we actually started the first garden as a project with some neighbors at Grant Beach. Today we have 16 gardens and we have 4 farm incubators. We have a refugee farm program. And it really has expanded. So yes, you're right. I think urban gardens have actually increased 30% since 2010 in the United States. So
that's been my impression. So How interesting. So you've seen quite a bit of growth in this effort, clearly. Do you anticipate that the growth is going to continue?
I think it is. Actually, every week we get requests for another community garden. In fact, we have now a screening process where we look and see if the garden, if the land is good, if they have community support already, organizational support, some criteria around that, because community gardens have become so popular.
Well, tell us, who has access to the food that's grown, and then how is it distributed to these individuals or groups?
Sure. So each garden gets to decide. We're rather democratic in that process. The people who do the work get to decide how the food is distributed. We try to have we have a network and we have garden rules, but each garden gets to choose how they distribute that food. Some of them will grow together to purposely to give away. Other garden leaders will, and the gardens will actually grow for themselves in plots. We have one of our gardens has 136 plots for the Burmese. And then we have a garden on the north side at Pathways Church where they have plots just for each individual Congolese family.
Okay. Good information. Can you share a testimonial story that's related to the impact of fresh-grown food on some of the community gardens?
Sure. So to me, the most heart-felt stories are the ones, senior citizens, who maybe don't get out every week, but they will come out just to be a part of the garden, and they have that community, the sense of community and building community around the community gardens. I think of another story where a patient was diagnosed with cancer, and she got better, and she attributed that to healthy eating, and there was actually applause at the garden, in support of her and her efforts. So I think those are some really one-on-one heartfelt stories that I can think of right off the top of my head.
Yeah. Tell us how the gardens are funded. Is there a funding system, or is each garden on its own, or how does that work?
So the gardens are funded in many ways. We have a social enterprise where we make a quiche. We have a community kitchen. We work with Cox Health, and we use their part of their kitchen at Cox North, and we have a quiche that we sell every week, and that helps support the gardens. And then we also have USDA funding. We have two different USDA grants, and then as well as foundational funding, like Community Foundation of the Ozarks, the Musgrave Foundation, Lucky's Market, and Hy-Vee. Those are the ones that I can think of right off the top of my head who help fund our gardens.
So it sounds like, but please explain, can anyone get involved in Springfield Community Gardens? And if so, where and how can they get more information to learn about that?
Sure, absolutely. So everyone is welcome at the community gardens. We are strong advocates of food justice. And that means that everyone should have a place to grow their own food. And all you have to do is go to springfieldcommunitygardens.org and push the contact button, and then we will get you connected with the garden leader in your neighborhood.
Okay. Is there a region that you, a general region you cover, that where someone might be outside of it? That wouldn't be able to be considered a Springfield Community Garden?
So, I mean, the name does have Springfield in it, so we really do work in the Springfield area. Having said that, we do a lot of consulting, I'm noticing, with rural areas who want community gardens in smaller towns, or even in Joplin or Carthage, or two I can think of that we've worked with people in those neighborhoods who want to start a community garden network. And so because we started with one and we went to 16 and 4 farm incubators, we kind of can give them some guidance.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about the gardens?
We believe in a community where everyone has access to healthy local food. Okay. And that means working together and using our land in our town to grow food, but also to teach and educate about conservation. Okay. And good soil. So that's what we want everyone to learn about that.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Miley, for being on our program today. My guest has been Miley Otterson, co-founder and executive director of Springfield Community Gardens. This has been a program of League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. You can find this program and others in the Making Democracy Work series at ksmu.org.